The Navy, due to the fact that I'm a veteran of Vietnam and the time I contracted this disease known as varicolor, I will have been under hazardous duty. Da-na-na-na, you know, big hometown hero. And it's ironic. You know, I will be getting out on a completely honorable, under the highest standards of medical discharges. And I will, you know, really have it made. I'll have 4 years of college paid, $170 a month if I'm single, and $205 a month college paid if I am married. Now, the thing of college in Colorado, I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's beautiful. It's green, green like you've never seen before. Grass that is just lush, thick, and green, beautiful green. Dew falls on it. In the early morning, there's always a light fog. There's many hidden streams, crystal clear, just like flowing into lakes. You can take a dirt road up or a small path and find an old log cabin or something and investigate around and just kind of see nature in a really beautiful way. I'm looking forward to possibly going up there. And I'm plan on going into psychology, human relations, and because I think I've got a career somehow planned in analyzing people's thoughts and helping people get their head together. I love helping people, and I love working with people and understanding their problems and helping them work it out. The tuition per quarter in Colorado is a hundred and something a quarter. It's a three-quarter session. It's a somewhat small college, but it's well-respected college. I want you, Carol. I want you with me when I go. I want you to be part of my life up there. You know this. And we've got this thing, and we're going to have to keep it growing because it's just going that way. They've got some groovy old houses up there, which I talked to a kid who lives up there, and they've got groovy old houses, and the rent's about $125 on them. They're nice. Nice apartments rent for $120. And I would prefer to move into an old house. I could get up there sometime in March and move in and become a resident, and then I could start going to school the next year. I'm an A school graduate, so I could do some welding and make good money, about $6 to $6.50 an hour. And I could nicely support you and myself and keep this house on the GI Bill. I need your help. Not money, of course, you understand that, but not anything of your... I will need your help, of course, helping me in my school, but I need your help of your strength and your love and the way you and I together can work out a lot of problems. And as a team, Carol, you and I can change this world. We've got the power. And if we do it, we can work for peace. I know this. We've got to get our heads together and talk over a lot of serious things. I mean some serious permanent things. You're beautiful, Carol. And you're everything to me. You're an individual, and I love that. And I'm an individual, and you love that. But we can remain two individuals, but yet we can share a love in between. I know moving to Colorado wouldn't mean that much to you as pulling up roots. And I want you to know that if you say no, or we decide against it, I'll go anywhere with you. And I think you'd go anywhere with me. It won't be easy for 4 years. I know you've been the root. But we can make it together. And when I get out, we could make it possibly as a team made up of individuals, like all teams are, but they become, like we are, one of one. And as this one, we can work to change a lot of things that aren't right. Let's face it, we have things that have to be worked out in this world. Maybe we can just help with a little part of this world. But if everybody worked on a little part and put that all together, you've got one big change, and it'd be nice. With you with me, Carol, I know I can make it. Things are looking very good in my life right now, and it's all come about since I've met you. You sort of opened life to me. You're like a surgeon who's given me my sight to life. You've opened many doors for me. I love you for this. I love you for your beauty, mental and physical. I love the way you touch me. Not just the way you touch me physically, but the way you touch me inside. The little things you do and say. I want these things all my life. And in return, I'll give you a love that no man has ever given a woman. And together, love can be a growing thing between us. We've got something special. We can change this world. And we've got a long time to do it together. You love and respect me, and I love and respect you. We need each other. Because although we're loners, we can't make it alone, actually. Without you, I could make it, possibly. But there would be a big void in my life. You're the one peg that sort of fills that hole. And I want you as my woman and my wife all my life. We have to plan for the future, but we can't let the thoughts of the future preoccupy us. We've got to live for now also. Let's not worry about how we're going to feel 20 years from now. Because I know that I'm going to love you forever. I can feel it. This is a once-in-my-life thing. I've had a lot of love affairs. So have you. But never have I felt the way I have with you. This is the one thing that makes a marriage. It's not that piece of paper. It's this love. I want you, Carol. I want you to be a part of my life. I want you to share things with me, new experiences. We can explore new things together. I want to grow old with you. I want to stay young with you. This is why, Carol, I ask you to be my wife. We'll have our times of trials, but I know through our communication that we can get through these things. Carol, you mean so much to me that without you, I would lose part of me. So when you go to bed tonight, think about it. Think about what it would be like living with me and together changing a lot of things and opening the eyes of a lot more people. You converted someone who is bent on the destruction of himself and the world out for only one thing, and that was to prove to the world that he was a man, even if he had to kill people to do it. Supposedly, he was a hero. But then, he found out he wasn't. And he found out that it didn't really matter what people thought. Today I'm that man. I saw the movie Charlie 2 days ago on the ship. I was sort of the Charlie. You brought me up from the mental retardation state of the world into the beautiful world of love and understanding. I'm working hard now, and I'm bringing a lot of people around to seeing my things of love and happiness. And that's where it's at. More people are understanding this now. You've brought me up, and we're on the way. We're growing together. I need you, Carol. I'll never stop loving you. If you should walk out of my life today with another man, I could never stop loving you. Nothing you could do, no matter how much we didn't agree, I couldn't stop loving you. And this is why, Carol, I want you to be one of one, part of me, all my life. Love, Rick. One of one. One more word, Carol. I heard a song today. It was very strange. It hit me home. It's called Eve of Destruction. It went something like this. You say you don't believe in war, boy. Then what's that gun you're toting? You're fighting in a war, boy. You ain't even voting. And this is kind of funny. That's me. I'm fighting in a war. And I'm not even voting. So tonight before you go to bed, my baby, whisper a little prayer for me, my baby. Remember that? That means a lot. Do it. Because I love you. Good night, Carol. I love you. This is your man, peace correspondent in Vietnam, Richard Wetzel. Dig it.